Hey everybody, it is Friday the 25th of September. This is Bryce. There is no Brian here because Brian works from 5 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, and that's the life of somebody who gets to work on a television show. And I, on the other hand, am sitting at home. What have I done all week? I've painted a dining room. So, in the interest of my commitment to putting out content every week, no matter what, I've created a new segment. And that segment is called Bullshitting with Bryce. And Bullshitting with Bryce is the newest segment I've come up with because I've got to put content out somehow. So, today we're going to talk about a few things that have been on my mind in the geek world. This is Sneaky Geek. I am now going to list the top three characters in Dragon Ball Z. Number three, Chiaotzu. Chiaotzu is basically a Chinese vampire, and he floats, and he's Tien's best buddy. And one time, he jumped on a guy's back and blew himself up. And it didn't work. The guy survived. That guy was Nappa. He was killed very much later.
Bullshitting with Bryce!
Second best character in all of Dragon Ball Z is Yamcha. I mean, let's face it. Yamcha is just about the coolest guy you could ever want on your team. And he knows how to be on a team because he plays professional baseball. He's a former bandit. He's clearly the best looking. And he's got a cool scar on his face. Everybody likes cool scars on your face. And, yeah, it's Yamcha. But the number one, the best character in all of Dragon Ball Z is responsible for the eventual redemption of Vegeta. He's responsible for bringing Goku back to full health with the great gift of his magnificently farmed Senzu beans. And he's responsible for taking down Vegeta with a katana, which is more badass than anything else that's ever happened in that entire show ever. Fight me. Don't at me. Just come to my house and fight me IRL. And that guy is Yajirobe. Yajirobe is the best. If you don't know who any of these three characters are, that's okay. Because, again, this is all bullshit.
Bullshitting with Bryce!
What else? What else? What else? What else? Oh, all right. While we're on the subject of anime, top three best scenes in an anime ever. Number three, Eren Yeager's mom getting bitten in half. You're going through a whole episode dealing with these two whiny kids, and you're like, man, I hope they get away. And then a couple of really not all there looking titans come barreling in to the city, and you're like, wow, I'm supposed to take these guys seriously. And then one of them just straight up knocks down their house, picks up Eren's mom, and just crunches her, just right there in front of him, bites her in half, blood is everywhere. I mean, she's like a gusher. It's gnarly. It's gross. It's far beyond anything that you would possibly want to see. Number two, also in the realm of grossness, is I want to say episode 18 of Neon Genesis Evangelion. You've been going this whole time. You've been watching, trying to figure out what the heck's up with all of these gigantic robots, and one of them absolutely loses its mind, breaks free of what you thought was armor and is actually sort of restraints, crawls over and just rips open an angel, just dives right in, tears it apart. There's literally like a waterfall of blood. There's so much blood. And I mean, don't get me wrong, That doesn't what makes a moment cool. What's cool about that is like everyone finally goes, oh, that's what we've been dealing with. That's the thing. That's real gross. That's real nasty. One guy even throws up. It's great. And then the number one, absolute best moment in any anime ever, and I'm not even remotely joking about this, is the finale of episode 5, Ballad of Fallen Angels on Cowboy Bebop. You've got two fabulous songs. You've got a giant stained glass window, a fight between a guy with a katana and a guy with a gun. You got magnificent performances. You got explosions. And then you got a choir of children. It's good. It's brilliant. It's great. It's absolutely wonderful. It's everything you could possibly want in an anime. And frankly, like, that's like, Edward hasn't even shown up in the show at that point. So like, you're not even getting full Cowboy Bebop yet. And they're just like, oh, by the way, like, we're on our shit here. We know what's up. Yeah, wow, this is a terrible idea. I'm gonna call Amir. That'll work. Yes, let's call Amir and make Amir come in here and riff with me.
Oh.
Hey, Amir. Welcome to this week's episode of Sneaky Geek Bullshitting with Bryce.
Hey, how's it going?
So I realized very quickly, and by very quickly I mean within about 7 minutes, probably much later than the audience will, that it's just not fun talking to myself to the microphone. So I do better when I can argue with somebody. So that's why I brought you here.
What are we arguing about?
Oh, all sorts of things. Number one, I listed my top three best moments in anime, and I was like, this isn't very exciting. I need somebody to riff off of, so I'm gonna list them to you. Okay. Number three, Eren Yeager's mom getting bitten in half, episode 1, Attack on Titan.
Look, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, you got little kids thinking that everything's gonna be okay, and then a bunch of goofy ass looking giant people come into town, and you're like, I don't know that I can take this show seriously, and then they rip her in half with their teeth.
Oh yeah.
Like, that mom's like elbow is caught in that Titan's tooth right now.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty disgusting.
Like, she's gonna need to go break a branch off and scrape that crap out of those molars. Also, while we're on the subject, can we talk about Attack on Titan's weird teeth?
Their teeth?
Their teeth are weird, right?
Yeah, they have way more than 32.
Yeah, way more than 32. They're like sharks, but without multiple layers.
Yeah, but that's to make them look more menacing and, you know, off-putting.
I'm definitely off-put by everything about those things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the first one, because that was the moment that I was like, okay, I guess I'm watching this show, you know, migraine be damned. Because the first time I saw Attack on Titan, I was actually watching, while laying in a bed, because my whole head felt like it was going to explode, because unbeknownst to me, I have an allergy to a particular type of iris or a lily or something. I don't remember what type of plant it was, but I was house sitting, and there was a bunch of fresh flowers in the house, and I realized that my headache actually got worse when I was in the house than when I wasn't, and I was like, oh my god, it must be one of these flowers.
Yeah.
Anyway, moment number two.
I don't feel like. Okay, number two?
Number two is Neon Genesis Evangelion episode like 18, when the Ava unit goes berserk, like rips open its like own restraining like armor and crawls across the field and then just digs into that one thing. What are you doing right now?
What show is that?
And the Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm like, I went to grab some water and Rachel's blow drying her hair, so it's like really loud.
Oh my god, Rachel, you're killing this podcast right now.
Yeah.
Okay, moment number one in all anime ever is Ballad of Fallen Angels finale, Spike versus Vicious in front of the church window.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's my all-time, like, I don't have anything that can beat that. Now,
are these just oh shit moments or just your favorite moments?
These are a little bit of both. I mean, like, it's definitely, in each of those, that's the moment where I'm like, I'm so freaking glad I'm watching this show.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Anyway, yours, do you have them? Do you have favorite moments?
I will give you three of my favorite moments, because I have to really sit. I'm gonna shut this door so that I have to really sit so I can, you know, break down which ones are my absolute favorites. But three that come to mind. Number three is RE0. When
I've never seen RE0.
Oh, it's amazing. No, actually, I take that back. Number three is Vinland Saga, which is, oh, by the way, for the podcast, these are total spoilers.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
obviously. Vinland Saga, when Thor kills? Thorfinn, no. Thor's. The dad, Thor's, when he gets hit with the bow and arrows? The bows?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's on a bow, obviously. And, you know, they're traveling, and he fights literally like a whole army of Vikings by himself with no weapons.
Snap.
And he doesn't kill one of them because he doesn't kill people anymore.
Mm.
And he gets to the main guy, and in order to save his son, he lets him kill him. And it was just so impactful. I was just like, oh shit. It was one of those things where like you saw it coming, but you didn't know it was going to happen like that.
Right.
Yeah, that one was intense. That's a very good show.
I don't know it. Vinland Saga?
Yeah. Vinland Saga. The first season, check it out. The first season, it recently finished, and it's just a prequel. Or no, a prologue. What's the one before the story? The prologue,
yeah,
right?
Prologue.
It's just a prologue, but it's fucking epic. Like, it's a long-ass prologue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's number three. Number two is a tie between when Goku and Frieza fight Jiren. Like, just Goku and Frieza fighting together and Vegeta being like, what the fuck? You know?
I don't know it. I'm actually only on the Ginyu Saga right now.
Oh.
I've seen the Android Saga and the Cell Saga, and I've seen several of the films, but I have not seen this Frieza-Goku team-up. Spoilers. But wow, that's... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the other tie?
I won't tell you when it happens. And the other tie is... Naruto versus Sasuke.
I knew that was going to come up. My Nicole made the same remark. She was like, Naruto versus Sasuke. And I was like, I don't know anything about Naruto. I watched like maybe like 20 episodes.
Oh, that fight has so much heart and so much like emotion to it. You're just like, oh, I cried.
No, man. For the record, I just said I've only seen 20 episodes. If I've only seen 20 episodes and I still can't tell you what that show's about, that show moves slower than Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, that show is extremely slow, but it's kind of worth it. Kind of. I don't know.
I was only half watching. It's fine. And then your number one top moment of all anime, let me guess, is something from My Hero Academia?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so.
United States of Smash.
I love Smash.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this.
One of the most epic punches in anime history.
More epic than any punch from One Punch Man?
I don't know.
I mean, all of his punches are, you know.
Yeah, all of his punches are pretty epic. So, like, but this one is just, again, so much heart and passion in the fight, you know?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hard list. There's like a whole bunch in my head right now I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. That's completely where I'm at. So.
A lot of battles in Mob Psycho 100 are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else? What happened this week? Like two major things happened this week. We got three major things. We got the Bly Manor trailer dropped.
Bly Manor, I didn't see that one.
The Haunting of Bly Manor. It's the follow up. I wouldn't necessarily call it a sequel, but it's the follow up to the Haunting of Hill House.
Ugh.
And it looks. I mean, if it's the same people who made Haunting of Hill House, so it's probably full of spooky shit that like you didn't even realize was there until like the second or third viewing. It is, I mean, I don't, you watched Haunting of Hill House, right?
No.
Oh, dude, Haunting of Hill House is great. Like, it's, yeah, it's, so, it, I mean, it's a scary show with, you know, spooky, scary skeletons and such.
Oh, it's but, a show? I think it's a movie.
No, no, it's a series on Netflix, and it's only, a, like, 8 episodes or something like that. But what's wild about it is that it is full of little things. Like, you'll notice that you didn't necessarily see before, like... So you see people in the background and you're like, oh yeah, there's people in the background. But then later you realize that those people are ghosts. And then like the second time you view it, you're like, that person isn't real. That person is straight up a ghost back there. Cause they like took the extras that played the ghosts and like put them in other scenes. And then like sometimes statues will move between shots. And so there's like what seem like continuity errors, but are actually like full on super creepy like issues. Plus it has one of the best one shots. Like there's like a 15-minute oneer where they go through from like the funeral home to a flashback back to the funeral home without cutting. And in that time there's like statues that change position when the camera's turned away from them and shit like that.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm gonna check that out.
It's wild. And then so yeah, they're doing a follow-up show called The Haunting of Bly Manor, and that's supposed to be coming out. And then the other thing, they released that they're gonna be doing new Animaniacs.
Yes, I heard about that.
With new Pinky and the Brain segments as well, which is super exciting. And I mean, I know that this is all Rob Paulsen wants. Rob Paulsen, like, never stops doing Pinky and Yakko, like, ever. And he, I mean, they even did a concert series, but then where do you go when the concert series can't do concerts because COVID? And then the third big one was the WandaVision trailer. Holy that WandaVision trailer.
Yeah.
Like,
that was pretty good.
That was nuts.
Yeah, I loved seeing the classic costumes.
Yeah, the classic costumes, the crappy costumes for Halloween.
Yep.
I like
the little hints of the storyline.
Yeah, hints, but not too much. I really, really like that they're, like, kind of doing a little bit, like, it's kind of like a horror show for everybody else.
Yeah.
Which is kind of neat.
Yeah. So I got very House of M vibes from it.
Dude, there's very, very heavy House of M vibes from it. And it's cool, because there is a point, there is a flash at one point where they're holding a baby. So they might be throwing something out. I don't know. I'm excited.
I know, really.
I'm excited, too.
Because, I mean, we could get some Mephisto action, some House of M down the line. I'd be down.
Yeah. Nice. Totally down.
Yeah, yeah. So those are the three big things. Did anything else happen in geek news this week?
They announced a Fury show today.
A Fury show?
Yeah, with Sam Jackson on Disney Plus.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, I literally just read it, like, as I was calling you.
What?
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
A Fury show. All right. Yeah. Fury.
What else?
Whoa. We gotta get on this Fury show. What's going on here? Okay, Fury, Sam Jackson to play in Agent. Let's see. Nick Fury in Disney Plus series. Exact plot according to, I'm on Variety right now, so you know we'll see how accurate this is. But let's see. Spoiler alert, the last time fans saw Fury was in the post-credit scene from Far From Home. Yeah. Variety, you don't need to be spoiling. You're worrying about spoiling Far From Home. Like, that was like literally 2 years ago. We've had nothing but time to watch Far From Home on our TV.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen it by now, then you just don't even like superhero movies, so.
All right, well, I'm not going to go that far. but... But I mean, Well, and some people just don't prioritize Spider-Man, which, you know, I mean, that's their thing, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess they're entitled to their opinion, even though it's wrong.
maybe they have some sort of post, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something. Anyway, we're at like 25 minutes, so I'm feeling like that's a good time to wrap. Anything else happening in geek news?
Hold on. What's a good geek news thing? Happy belated Batman Day. Batman Day was last Sunday.
Oh, Batman Day, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the original Detective Comics airing, or what?
No, that's, for some reason, it's just the 20th. Every September 20th is Batman Day. I don't know why.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it like National Gorilla Suit Day? Like, we just sort of just decided one day?
It's just National Go Watch Zorro with Your Parents Day.
Is that today?
Huh?
Nat, go watch.
Is that today? I hope not.
Go watch Zorro with your parents.
Yeah. And leave through an alley. I can't think of any other geek news.
It's National Go to the Opera, Make Sure Your Mom Wears Pearls Day.
Yeah. Oh, there is. They announced The Boys spinoff TV show.
Oh, really? I have an interesting problem with The Boys.
Really? What's that?
So I went to go watch The Boys, and I went to go watch The Boys. I sat down with Brian and special guest Clay Davis, and we sit down and we start the episode, and I just go like, you know, start show or whatever, and I jump right in, and nothing's really making sense, and I'm like, this is really slow, but it feels like they're taking like a really artistic take to it, like what's going on. But then like a half an hour in, we're like, okay, we still don't have a clue as to what's happening.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what the hell's happening. And I remember like hearing that it was a little confusing at first, so just give it time.
Yeah.
And then I finally like I pause it and it says I'm on episode 8. And I could not figure out why Amazon put me on episode 8. Well, it turns out I found out like a year later that I was not logged in to my Amazon account. I was logged into my ex's Amazon account still. So my poor ex has like a bunch of like Happy Madison movies that I watched when I was just in a mood, like in her recommendations now. But yeah, so I was like, oh shit. Like I have like a half an hour of this episode just done. So I missed the first 7 episodes of The Boys. And when I was like, I was so mad because I was like, God dang it. Like, that doesn't even make any sense as to why this happened.
Yeah.
That I just didn't turn it back on. Moreover, I knew that that was the finale I was leading to. And I was like, honestly, it was extremely boring. I'm not really, I don't really have any desire to work for 7 episodes to get to whatever that was. And then I found out later that like the last half hour of the finale is actually really crazy and good. But
yeah,
like a bunch of people at a dinner party and like people driving away and getting set up for stuff. I'm like, I might give it another shot, but like,
sure, you definitely should. It's a really good show.
No, I'm so they're getting a spinoff, huh?
Yeah. Spinoff of pretty much, it's going to be R-rated obviously. And it's going to be kids in college, but they're like a superhero college learning how to be superheroes. Essentially My Hero Academia, but college and R-rated.
Okay. Did you see the second season of Umbrella Academy?
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah, loved it.
Dude, it was so good. I remember when the first season of Umbrella Academy ended, I was like, I reluctantly like all of these characters, but I'm really frustrated with all of these characters.
Yep, same.
And I was like, but I'm going to give it a second shot because I still did enjoy most of the series.
Yeah.
I loved season 2.
Same. Yeah,
oh my God. Great. It was so good. They make like you've already kind of learned enough about these characters to appreciate them, but like you really fall in love with that whole cast.
Oh yeah. And they're all so charismatic and just fun to watch. They're all pretty good actors.
I feel like they kind of made Luther a little bit more of an oaf.
Yeah, they did. They made him more of an oaf, and they made Diego a little too stupid.
They made Diego kind of an idiot. Like, yeah. Luther's a little clueless sometimes, and honestly, I could easily go, yeah, but I mean, he's also severely concussed.
Yeah, severely concussed.
But Diego, I'm like, Diego, you're an idiot. Like,
yeah.
The fact that Diego still wants to save Kennedy, I'm like, homie, you don't get to save Kennedy. Like, did you learn nothing?
Yeah.
Did you learn nothing from season 1 where your entire world ends because you try to change things?
Yep, exactly.
Like, and that was my problem with season 1. As season 1 comes to a close and it's like, did none of you guys see that you were the cause of the end of the world? Like, none of you considered that your attempt to stop this was what did this?
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
But it was still really good.
But I loved the idea that they were all there for different amounts of time. I liked that Luther was a little bit, you know, out of his element the whole time, which I appreciated. But like Diego, the only thing I can say is when Diego starts stuttering when confronting his dad.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Oh god, my heart. my heart, my soul.
It's a very good show. I hope and pray that whoever makes the next X-Men movie takes some notes.
Dude, I've been thinking about that lately, about like teams that I wish would take over certain properties.
Yeah.
The team that's behind Umbrella Academy needs to be consulted for the next X-Men movie for sure.
Oh yeah, hands down.
And on that same note, the Sucker Punch needs to make a Star Wars game.
Oh yeah.
There is no reason why any Star Wars game that is like Fallen Order should be made without looking at Ghosts of Tsushima and see how that thing worked.
Yeah. Because Ghosts of Tsushima is hands down my favorite game of this year so far.
It is
uncanny
how many parallel. Well, and I mean, this is the same thing you deal with Mandalorian, is you have, you know, Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni have said, rather than take our inspiration from Star Wars to make more Star Wars, we took our inspiration from Westerns and samurai movies because that's what inspired Star Wars. And so I'm watching and I'm like, this is a Star Wars show. Like, this is a Star Wars game. This absolutely could be a Star Wars game. The samurai are the Jedi. And as I'm watching it and I'm watching him kind of deal with this sort of light side, dark side kind of thing as I play through Ghosts of Tsushima, I'm like, oh my God. Duh, yep. This whole game is like inspired by Kurosawa, just like Star Wars is inspired by Kurosawa. Yep. So yeah, Sucker Punch has done the research, they've done the work. I mean, I liked Fallen Order, but like I was playing at the same time as God of War, and
nah, it's too hard to compare those. God of War is an amazing game.
God of War is an amazing game, but the other thing is Fallen Order has just some broken mechanics. Like its swing mechanic is garbage.
You know, I played Fallen Order for about an hour and a half and I was like, I just can't play this game for too long.
It's honestly like it's really, really good. But yeah, it is really good.
I ended up just watching the story on YouTube.
Yeah, it is a really genuinely fun game once you get a lot of your force powers back. But some of the mechanics of fighting, like sometimes creatures are just completely unforgiving. And there's not as much balance in that regard as there should be. And there's just not enough. There's just not enough of the general platforming. There's not enough platforming in that game that is really, really good. Like, it just feels like there's just a little bit, something's off about the puzzles, something's off about the platforming, something's off about the combat, and it's not all the time. Sometimes the platforming is amazing. Sometimes the puzzles are really cool. Sometimes the fights are absolutely phenomenal. A lot of the fights are really badass, but then you have to go up against these spider things on Kashyyyk and you're like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
My biggest complaint is when you have to jump, you have to, like, when you jump onto the things to climb up, you have to press R2.
Yeah, then I have to press a button to grip.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. What game in the modern age makes you do that?
That's my problem with Mad Max. Like, jump is L2? What are you doing?
Yeah, who the fuck uses L2 to jump? That's aim.
or at the very least, throw a grenade.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind run as R2. Spider-Man does it. But Spider-Man also, like, R2 is the, we're going to go do crazy stuff, you know? So
R2 is an action button.
Yeah. But, like, in this, it's like R2 is the accelerate button. And I'm like, I hate trigger driving mechanics. I really like, let me push X, and there's no mappability of the controller, which is also exhausting. But anyway, that's all nonsense and BS. I'm pretty satisfied here. I got what I wanted. Hopefully all of your audio sounds halfway decent.
Sorry for the random around sounds and stuff.
Yeah, well, I gotta put content out somehow, so I managed to do it. Bullshit with Bryce. Welcome to Bullshit with Bryce, everybody. Have a nice day.
With Bryce and Mir, we have to do this more often.
Yes, we do. Well, I mean, I might swap it out with multiple people, but this is how I deal with the fact that I didn't have content for this week, because I didn't want to go backwards. You know, I didn't want to, like, I've got all of this extra content that I still have, like, in the can, but I just did the flashback episode of Black Panther. We just finished Comic-Con, which unfortunately happened almost 2 months ago, and I'm like, I gotta put something out that is relevant and new. So, that's what we get. I also talked about my three favorite characters in Dragon Ball Z earlier in my original take, and I'm gonna do that right here with you, because I wanna know what your opinion is. Number three, best character in all of Dragon Ball Z, Chiaotzu.
Yeah.
Best buddy Chiaotzu. Best buddy Chiaotzu. He's basically a Chinese vampire, and he's got enough makeup on that he would clearly bring honor to us all if we wanted. And he's just a sweet, kind, caring guy. And he uses the what's it things tactic against Nappa, and, you know, jumps on his back and blows himself up. The same way that the little Cenobites, or whatever they're called. What are they called? Troglodytes.
Yeah. What's their names?
Dog biscuits.
Something of dice.
Hang on. Nicole will know.
Hang on. Nicole, what are the things that the Nappa and Vegeta throw out?
The Cybermen.
That's right. Yeah. Not to be confused with Cybermen. Cybermen, yes, the Cybermen, Bryce said as he jumped back into his microphone booth.
The Cybermen. Yeah, Cybermen jumps on, and Chiaotzu's like, I can do that. And then Tien's like, no, don't do it. But whatever, yeah. Because he's the hero of the story. Clearly, this is the story of Chiaotzu.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, speaking of Cybermen, best character. He's everyone's favorite dad. He jumps into fight and doesn't try to make a four-year-old go into battle because he's not a sociopath. And he's a world-class athlete, our favorite bandit, Yamcha.
Yamcha, yeah.
Yamcha's the second best. Yamcha's super cool. Yamcha's hilarious, and he's got a good vibe, and he's a clearly better match for Bulma than Vegeta. I don't get it, but, you know, whatever. And number one, best character in the entire show. The man responsible for conquering Vegeta. The man responsible for bringing Goku back to life and giving him the gift of Senzu beans, Yajirobe.
Ooh, yeah.
Yajirobe's the best character in all of Dragon Ball Z. I don't care if you like Beerus. I don't care if you like Frieza or Trunks or Future Trunks or Gotenks or Goten or Chi-Chi. And if you like Chi-Chi, honestly, what is wrong with you? No, it's Yajirobe. Hands down, coolest dude. Picks his nose, doesn't care. The most zen of all of them, talks like a surfer bro the entire time. Yajirobe. It's called strategy. Duh.
It's a really good list.
I know, right? Who else in that show is even worth mentioning? Goku? Fuck out of here.
Vegeta?
Okay, sure. Angry throat voice? I don't think so. Piccolo? Ha! What does he do? Jump in front of Gohan in the most heroic scene? Honestly, that's like my number four in anime scenes. Is Piccolo jumping in front of Gohan?
I'd say my top three are pretty similar to yours, to be honest.
Oolong?
Yeah. I really like Beerus.
Beerus is actually powerful. Beerus is actually useful.
Beerus and what's his brother's name?
Beerus, Whis isn't his brother. Whis is his assistant.
Yeah, Whis is his.
Beerus's brother is another alcoholic drink. I can't think of his name.
Rachel, what's Beerus's brother name? Rachel's mad because you. Vegeta's her favorite character, and she heard your Vegeta comment. She says she changed her mind. She's not coming over now.
What is Beerus's brother's name? What is Beerus's brother's name?
Oh man, what is it? Beerus and
gin, rum, vodka. Hang on, I have to go ask Nicole again.
Yeah.
Resident Dragon Ball Z expert Nicole, what's Beerus' brother's name? Beerus' brother? Nah, the fat cat.
Champa.
Did you just say Champa?
Yeah.
Apparently it's Champa. I don't know. I could have Googled this and be done with this by now. Why didn't I just Google it? All right. Champa. Champagne? Oh, I could go for some champagne. Okay. Yep, it's Champa.
Yep.
Champa. Yep. All right, so beer is Champa, and what's your number one?
Vegeta.
Your number one is Vegeta?
Yeah. Because he's got anger problems.
He's no Yajirobe, but I will concede that he is all right.
You know why? You know why I like Vegeta so much?
Because he killed Nappa without thinking?
Yeah.
Because he's destroyed multiple planets, and then nobody seems to care when they just let him come on the team?
Yeah. And I just love how much he loves Bulma.
He really does.
Yeah.
It's funny, in the original series...
Yeah.
What happened?
She's Rachel. Remember, said remember his pink button up that said "Bad Man" on the back.
I do not, because I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh. Sorry. Yeah. What were you saying?
Oh, I was gonna say, in the original like audio, you can hear like before his voice is down here all the time. He's like, "Oh, that gorgeous girl." Yeah. Which is not in the DVD version that we are currently watching. We're almost done with season 2, which means we're about to start the Frieza saga.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Captain Ginyu. I freaking love Captain Ginyu so much. Yeah. This pose is great, but why are we doing it? Anyway. This, ladies and gentlemen, this right here has been Bullshit with Bryce. And with special guest Amir.
Yeah.
And special consultants Nicole and Rachel.
Nicole and Rachel, yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Amir, thank you so much for coming on to our podcast today.
You're welcome. I'll see you tomorrow.
You will see me later this evening when you come to watch Mandalorian and possibly the storyline of Star Wars Battlefront 2 on our giant projector in our backyard. Without further ado, my name's Bryce Rankins, and you can find me on social at Bryce Rankins, and this guy's Amir Hamid, and you can find him on social at Mirsky?
Yeah.
Is it Mirsky underscore?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mirsky something.
Oh, man, you gotta know your social meds, man.
No. I think at, it's Mirsky underscore.
At Mirsky underscore. Just look that
or
up.
Mirsky with two eyes.
What?
Or Mirsky with two eyes.
Where is that?
On Instagram.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to hang up the phone now.
All right.
I'll see you later tonight.
See you tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you appreciated Bullshit with Bryce. This is my attempt at getting out content as quickly as possible and as often as possible, and as possible means that I am doing it at least once a week. Next week, we should have an entire episode. We will see how well that happens, because we got lots to do. But it has been a pleasure listening to you fine, fantastic people. No, wait, you didn't listen. I didn't listen to you. You listened to me. It has been a pleasure talking with you fine, fantastic people. As you, I'm sure, yell back at your speakers periodically because I'm getting something wrong. Anyway, yeah. So thank you all for listening. Yajirobe's better than everybody else. Don't at me.
Bullshitting with Brian.